Welcome to Place to Be You. This is the place I've met Enhar.
It's a place filled with people from different backgrounds, and meaning also not only ethnically, but also the places they've been economically. People have had rough times before they came here, and they are like trying to reintegrate into society. But you also have people who just fled their country. It's a place where acceptance is the key. Everybody is together and nobody's better than someone else. And you see that in the way people interact with each other, because people just interact with each other and it doesn't matter where you've been or where you're from or anything.
And how many people do live here?
Right now, I think close to 500. We have some vacant places, but the line for a house here is very long. I'm here from the beginning, so they just built these houses in 2017. And I just registered and like did a whole motivation and why you are like a fit here. How can you help the people here?
Well, what kind of facilities do you have here?
Yeah, we have the kitchen and the hall. And we have several rooms for where you can work. We have a basketball field. We have a lot of green. We have those picnic seats outside where you can sit. And we have like four barbecues. So in the summer, it's always crazy and it's fun and it's music. And we have hammocks. You can just lay down with your book and just chill. Everybody got a studio. It's 21 meters. And yeah, you have your own bathroom with the own kitchen. And the rest you can fill in yourself. But it's pretty like comfortable. You can have a couch, you know, a TV set and your bed and like a closet. But I've seen people who have like a mini sauna in their room. Yeah, they built like this mini sauna from wood, just for one person. I love the creativity of people here. We have like in every hall, there is a group chat. You have to have a group chat because for announcements, the gangmaker, that person will like spread out the message to us. And it's important for everybody to be in those chats just to know what's happening. Sometimes there's a leak or sometimes there's this. During Corona, it was fun here because we just hang out with each other. We just go visit people's place. And you have like one room. It's the common room in each hall. That's just a room everybody can go in. In the beginning, I was actually the voorzitter van het bestuur. I don't know how you say this. So van de woonvereniging. This was not even built yet. And we had to do a lot of things to sign contracts and these kind of things.
Why did you want to step in?
I wanted the house so bad. So I did everything in my power to be in a good position to do it. The beginning of the period was everything was like very bad here. The roads were bad. A lot of criminals came here to like drop their things and just drive off. Police was here a lot. So it was difficult. Even like hobos were like living in the stairway. It was kind of dark in the beginning. But then when it started, then it was way, way better. Everybody had like commissions. We created those. So everybody have a culture commission, food, events, sport, toelating. So we have like our own team that accepts people. You can be accepted and sent here by Woningnet or whatever, but we have to see who you are as a person, then we'll let you in with us.
My name is Amres Joku. I'm 31 years old. I lived at Place to Be You. I still come there. I visit it every month to watch Weeze the Mole, to have some drinks in the sun, just to eat together. In those years, we really made friends, and I guess friends for life. So we made a big vegetable garden and we exchanged our vegetables with the restaurant here. So we had this little contact with people in the neighborhood who were also settling here because they're all new people, all new stories and families. And we have people from very different backgrounds, but we all have the same house. We all have the same space. We all live in the same area and we experience the same crap that the building was made of, leakages, geluidsoverlast. And after the years, we also experienced a lot of noise from the new buildings that arose here.
I'm sitting next to Peter. He works as a social manager for the housing corporation Portaal. He is the good and the bad guy, he says. We are talking about the different people that live here. How do you live together with different kinds of people?
Ik had die jongen met een psychose, was vorig jaar. Ik kon geen land mee te bezeilen. Toen ben ik meegenomen, zijn we tot IKEA gelopen. Nou, als je weet hoe ver, dat is die kant op. En terug, toen was hij stil. Moe, ja, ik ook. Dan kreeg ik hem stil. Rustig blijven. Niet gaan terugschelden of dingen terug gaan doen. Dat werkt niet. En de een kan je het wel tegen zeggen, de ander niet. Ik heb toen ik ingewerkt, 3 maanden niks gezegd, gewoon gekeken. Hoe deed mijn collega dat en wie doet wat?
If you lose your house, of course, I've been there, like with my family. Mm-hmm. We were also invaded and we went away. But we went before the war like really started. You knew it was like coming and then we left. Yeah. All of our family left. Thank God. Yeah. We had like a big villa and everything. Yeah, we had everything. We would never be here if nothing happened. You know what I mean? Yeah. I ask people this here. Let's say Putin comes for us. Staying or leaving? I think a lot of people here are amazing at being like together with each other. But at the same time, they are so scared to like find out certain things about each other. I'm also this kind of person. I'm not like connecting with everybody. And it's sometimes difficult for a lot of people who don't have a lot of friends here. Yeah. How do you connect with all these people? They're so different. A lot of people who are new, they don't know this concept as well as the people who were here from the start. Because people from the start, everybody didn't know anybody. But now you already feel like, oh, these people know each other. And where am I? I'm just here new. How do I like talk to these people? So we're trying to reintegrate events and things like that after Corona. I'm very excited for that. We have the new diner, like new diner for the new people. We give them food. You just do like a fun thing to talk with people. Mm-hmm. And then you just get to know your neighbors. For me now, it's like I've been here 5 years. So I have a cat also. So I want to live a little bit bigger. That's the minus point for me. It's not even easy to find anything. I'm like looking for 2 years already, just anywhere. You still pay a lot here, 600. It's not that bad, but I've been partying for 12 years now. I love to party still, but not in my house or like next to my house. I live like next to 3 common rooms, but I don't want to be a party pooper. So I just turn on the white noise, just try to sleep with my cat.
The summers have been very hot. In the summer of, what was it, 2019? The feeling temperature in my room was 44 degrees. Only thing we did was sitting in front of the cooler, and at night I really slept outside in a hammock. Then I asked myself the question, what do I want? Do I really want a place where I feel home and where I can find rest? Or do I need a place where I can be in contact with a lot of people and have contacts and friends all around me? It was a little bit too much, especially when there were 9 machines that pile that drive poles in the ground. and they really shook the whole building, and things were falling off the walls, and I was like, nou, this is enough.
Ja, en die bouwvakkers beginnen om 7 uur 's morgens, die zijn om 6:30. En die hebben overal lak aan, die maken gewoon keihard lawaai. Ik heb wel een mooi geintje, er komt een uitvoerder naar me toe en zegt, er gooit er eentje met jullie met eieren. Dus ik ga naar die jongen toe. Ik zeg, wat ben je aan het doen? Ben je het eieren aan het gooien? Nee, zegt hij. En 3 dagen later kwam hij vertellen dat hij wel gooide, maar met tomaten. Dat was een autistisch jongen. Dus ik heb niet gelogen, zegt hij.
So I think the people who are going to live here, I think they're going to hear us a lot. And I think that's the wrong message we can send. And they're like very expensive house, 600,000-700,000 houses. I'm like, coming next to this craziness, all right.